The Traveler's Journal, July 8th, Seeing the Sights of Richmond. Capital of the Confederacy, capital of the state of Virginia. Those are associations most strangers make with Richmond. Both are key elements in this classy city, but it also has much more to offer. Laid out in 1737 near the falls of the James River, Richmond's location made it a natural center for commerce. Pocahontas was married at St. John's Episcopal Church, where Patrick Henry also delivered his Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech. Twice burned, once by the British during the Revolution and again by retreating Confederate troops, Richmond's risen both times from the ashes with pride and a strong sense of civic elegance. The state capitol, designed by Thomas Jefferson, houses the only statue for which George Washington actually posed. Monument Avenue's pillared homes make it one of America's grandest city streets and a gallery of late 19th century architecture. Maymont House was the 100-acre estate of a wealthy Richmond family. Now visitors can tour the Victorian house, its arboretum, zoo, and Italian and Japanese gardens. Part museum and part historic house, the Valentine focuses its attention on the city, while the tale told at the Virginia Historical Society of Richmond's earliest inhabitants starts 12,000 years ago. The Virginia Museum of Fine Arts has collections of French Impressionism, Art Deco, and Fabergé eggs. The Poe Museum contains artifacts of that American author. One could spend a week in Richmond and still not see half its riches. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com.